وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your sacrifices. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we discuss today the reward for the trustworthy collector of charity and his trustworthy treasurer. Rafi ibn Khadij radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the truthful collector of charity who does it for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is like a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he returns to his family. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person who is appointed as a collector of charity takes from the people what is due and gives to the Islamic treasury what is due, shall remain like a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till he returns to his house. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the trustworthy Muslim treasurer who conveys what he has been commanded with, gives it completely, totally and wholeheartedly, and then conveys it to whom he was commanded, is one of those who gave in charity. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best earning is that of a collector of charity if he is honest. The reward for giving in charity and its merits. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة. Who is that person who will lend to Allah a good loan, thereafter Allah will multiply it numerous times. والمتصدقين والمتصدقات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. The charity giving men and the charity giving women, Allah has set aside for them forgiveness and a great reward. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. They used to sleep but little at night, and in the hours of dawn they used to seek forgiveness. In their wealth there was a share for the beggar and the deprived, the one who doesn't have. إِنَّ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Surely the men and women who give in charity and give to Allah a goodly loan, they shall receive double, and for them is a noble reward. إِن تُقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. If you give to Allah a good loan, He will multiply it for you and forgive you. Allah is appreciative, forbearing. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Whatever good you send for yourselves, you will find it with Allah, better and more rewarding. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. He who fears Allah the most shall be kept away from it, who gives his wealth in order to purify his heart. He owes no favor to anyone which he has to pay back, but only seeking the pleasure of his sustainer, who is the Most High. There are many other verses in this regard. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no charity ever decreased any wealth. The more pardoning a person is, the more Allah Jalla Jalaluhu raises him in honor. The more humble a person is for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the more Allah Jalla Jalaluhu raises his rank. Abu Kabsha al-Anmari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there are three things on which I take an oath. I am relating a hadith to you, so remember it. The wealth of a person was never decreased on account of charity. No person who is wronged and exercises patience of it without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu increasing him in honor. No person opens the door to begging without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu opening the door of poverty to him. Or he says something similar to this. And I am relating a hadith to you, so remember it. He said, this world is for three types of people. Number one, a person whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu blessed with wealth and knowledge. He thus fears his sustainer in this regard. He maintains his ties of kinship with it, and he knows that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has a right over it. Such a person enjoys the most superior position. Number two, a person whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu blessed with knowledge, but not with wealth. He is true in his intention. He says, if I had wealth, I would have done deeds like such and such a person. He is judged by his intention. The reward of both the first and second person is the same. Number three, a person whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu blessed with wealth, but not with knowledge. He falls onto his wealth without knowledge. He does not fear his sustainer with regard to it. He does not maintain his ties of kinship with it. And he does not recognize any right of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu over it. This person is in the worst of positions. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no charity ever decreases any wealth. No person stretches his hand out to give in charity without it first falling into the hand of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu before it falls into the hands of the beggar. No person opens the door of begging when he is not really in need of begging without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu opening the door of poverty on him. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon to us and said, O people, turn to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in repentance before you die. Hasten with good deeds before you become preoccupied. Maintain contact between yourself and your sustainer by abundant remembrance of him and by abundant charity in privacy and in public. If you do all this, you will be provided by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. You will be helped and you will be restored. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a man in a wide open field when he heard a voice from a cloud saying, go and irrigate the orchard of such and such person. That cloud moved and poured its water onto a stony ground. A drain then gathered all that water. The man followed the water and eventually saw a man standing in an orchard, transferring the water with his spade. So he asked him, O servant of Allah, what is your name? The gardener replied by giving a certain name, the same name which the person had heard from the cloud. So the gardener asked him, O servant of Allah, why did you ask me my name? The man replied, I heard in a cloud from which this water came down a voice saying, irrigate the orchard of such and such person. It was your name that I heard. Now what do you do in your orchard? The gardener replied, now that you have said this, this is what I do. I look at the produce of this land. I give one third of it in charity. I and my family eat one third of it, and I reinvest one third into the orchard. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the similitude of a miser and a charitable person is like that of two men who are wearing an armor of steel. Their hands are forced towards their upper chests and collarbones. Each time the charitable person gives in charity, his armor opens up from him to such an extent that it even spreads out his nails and wipes out his footsteps. As for the miser, each time he intends to give in charity, the armor becomes tighter and every link of the armor remains firmly in its place. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrating with his fingers like this. He tried to broaden the neck of his upper garment and he did not expand. Yazid ibn Abi Habib narrates, Marthal ibn Abdullah al-Muzani was the first person in Egypt to go to the masjid in the morning. I never saw him entering the masjid without there being something to give in charity in his sleeve. He either had money, bread, or wheat. Sometimes I even saw him carrying onions. I would say to him, Oh Abu al-Khair, these onions will leave a smell in your clothes. He would reply, Oh Ibn Abi Habib, I could not find anything else in the house which I could give in charity. A person from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrated to me that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the shade of a believer on the day of resurrection will be his charity. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, every person will be in the shade of his charity till judgment is passed on the people. Yazid said, not a single day passed without Marthad not giving something in charity, even if it was a piece of cake or an onion. Uqba radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, charity extinguishes the heat of the graves for the charitable people, and the believer will stand in the shade of his charity on the day of resurrection. Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, it was related to me that the different deeds will boast to each other. Charity will say, I am the most superior of you all. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala was the wealthiest of the Ansar in Medina Munawwara due to the date orchards which he possessed. Of all his possessions, the orchard Bayraha was the most beloved to him. This orchard faced Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go into this orchard and drink of its wholesome water. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, when this verse was revealed, you will never attain piety till you spend from that which you love. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, you will never attain piety till you spend from that which you love. And of all my wealth, Bayraha is the most beloved to me. I am giving it in charity. I hope for his goodness and treasure from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you may utilize it wherever Allah Jalla Jalaluhu tells you to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, excellent, there is very profitable wealth. Excellent, there is very profitable wealth. Honorable listeners, we learn from this ahadith the virtue of giving charity. Even if it be just a morsel, we must try and engage in giving charity. And the promise is there that charity never ever decreases your wealth. In fact, it increases your wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his infinite grace and mercy give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.